What's up, 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 man? All right, guys. This is going to be hopefully a quick video because my train leaves in like half an hour. So I'll try to keep it under half an hour. It should be under half an hour because this is going to be an informative video. This video is titled Taking the Train from the Train Station in Riga, going all the way to Siguda, which is like an hour away. It's like, I don't know, 30, 40 miles away, but it's like an hour by train. And I already bought my ticket. I'm gonna show you the ticket, guys. It's very cheap. I already crumbled it up, but that's okay. So this is the ticket, guys. I just bought it a couple of minutes ago. According to the lady, it's a round trip ticket. So for about 4 euros, which is like what, 4.5 American dollars, I get to ride a train all the way to Siguda and then take it back here again. You know, good luck in being able to do that anywhere in America. So yeah, guys, my train is gonna leave in like half an hour. So I just wanted to show you the train station. Now, I didn't know, you know, on the outside, you guys would never ever guess that this is a train station from the outside, because you got a shopping mall over there, Origo. Then, well, this is Origo. Okay, so this is the Origo Plaza. Okay, it's like a shopping mall. They got KFC in there. Now, like I said, guys, you know, you would have never thought that this would be a train station. Now, I didn't know this place existed until I took my girl here a couple of days ago when we first met for her to take the train. So that's when I realized, oh shit, this is a train station, and the trains here go to just about every town in Latvia. And that's how I ended up coming here. A lot of the train schedules are simply not on Google Maps. So you'd have to either come here in person or maybe go to their website and find out. I just came here and I told them, hey man, get me on the first train to Siguda. So there's a train schedule in there. I'm gonna take a picture of it. They do have security in there. I don't know if they're gonna let us film or not, but you know, I'm just the typical dumb tourist. So I'm just gonna walk around until somebody says, hey man, stop that shit, you know. Like I said, I'm probably gonna spend like 10 minutes in there. I'm just gonna show you the place. It's a really, really nice place, guys. It's really nice. I mean, this obviously looks Soviet era. Then you look at the other side, you're like, that's a mall. What the hell is that? You know, that's a mall. What the hell is that? By the way, guys, Lidl, I told you guys before, this restaurant is hella cheap, hella good. It's buffet style. So, but you guys have to understand, because it's buffet style, it's not all you can eat. It's simply, you know, everything you pick from the buffet thingy, from the buffet container, it costs you money. I mean, for under $10, you can eat like a king, and it's original Latvian food. It's really good. So they got Ganbi, which is probably like Korean, I guess. KFC, I don't eat that shit in America. I have no idea what IMTCCCTET is. Remy, that's like, Remy is, I think it's like their version. No, it's kind of like Carrefour. It's more like Ralph's, Publix meets Walmart in a way. It's really nice. They're cheap. All right, guys. So let's go into this place and see how much we can show of you. Until, you know, security kicks us out or tells us, you know, turn off that camera, mother effer. You know, there's nothing on the, let's see if there's anything that says no cameras allowed. Let's look over here. Okay, no smoking, no bicycles, no, well, okay, nothing about no cameras. All right, guys, let's do it. Let's do it. All right. I have no idea what the hell this means. All right, guys, so we're in. All right, guys, so this is a train station in here, okay? This is a train station, right? Obviously, that's the menu board over there that tells you, the travel board, if you want to call it that. The trains are in here. You also have another travel board over there. My train is 838. That's the one that's going to Suguda. So it's platform 11, okay? I'm on platform 11, track 1, 838. It's platform 1, track 11. And it's going to take off in probably, 20 minutes? It's 12:12. 8:38 is... No, I still got like half an hour, man. I still got half an hour, okay? So, hey, how you doing? So I'm just going to show you around this place. Like I said, you don't want to get too much attention. This is a really nice place. Hi, how you doing, sir? Hello. That was security. I think they saw me doing this and they didn't say anything, so that's cool. So, obviously, guys, you don't want to overstay your welcome. So, you got double coffee in here. Cappuccino. I mean, obviously, if you go in here, it's probably going to cost you an arm and a leg. I mean, overall, guys, compared to America, it's cheap, okay? You know, you have to understand, I'm the cheapest Jew you will ever know. So when I tell you it's expensive, by American standards, it's still hella cheap, okay? So I know the train station doesn't look all that nice in here. I know that, but hey, man, it's warm. Over there, you can go into Remy. You can go to Swedbank. They got a Nike store, apparently. They have money exchanges in here. Okay, so this is the main menu, guys, okay? This is the main, well, not the main menu, the main travel menu. So you guys can see all the trains that they go to, okay? So pretty much they go to, like, all the stations. They pretty much go to all the places in Latvia, you know. You got, what was it? I know, I can't even pronounce it. You know, 808, you know. A lot of you guys have been telling me, go there, man. I'll probably go there. I'm going to rent a car tomorrow. I'll probably go there tomorrow with the car. But yeah, guys, pretty much all the major places here are serviced by train. So that's a big plus. And you can actually rent a car here for like really cheap. Go to discovercars.com and you can rent from discovercars.com here really cheap. Like I'm renting a car for like $60 for a whole freaking week, you know. So, all right, so I have no idea how to read this, I'm sure you guys out there who are accustomed to trains, you know what the hell is going on. I don't know. Let's see, Riga developers. Yeah, see? There's a town called Smiltene, S-M-I-L-T-I-N-E. A guy at a pub told me about it. It's by the Russian border. It only has like 5,000 people in there. And like I said, guys, I want to go to the smaller villages. I don't want to be in big cities, you know, because in big cities, like I said, man, if she's a 4 or above, she has a smartphone, an internet, obviously, you know, she belongs to the streets, right? So I'm like looking at this over here. I'm just trying to understand this map or this thingy. Like I said, guys, I'm gonna have a car tomorrow, God willing, so it really doesn't affect me. I'm just going out today to Siguda just so I can show you guys. How it is to get a ticket and travel around Latvia. Okay, this is more visual, so that's good. So obviously this is Riga, this is where we are, and this is where the trains go to. So you got Riga over here, we go down here, we go up here, we go up there. Siguda, this is where I wanna go, guys, over here. Okay, so as you guys can see, the train stations effectively go all over the country. Siguda, let's see. Yeah, like I said, guys, Latvia has a really, really good bus and train system, and they do have a website for this. I'm gonna link it for you. If you guys wanna take a look at their website, it's really good, man. I mean, I have to admit, their bus system, their train system is really good. I think this is the same thing what we saw a minute ago, but hella bigger, you know. They got Money Express over there, guys. You can exchange dollars. And they got ATMs over here. I have not yet used the ATM, but I would say Swedbank and maybe SEB or Citadel. I mean, again, I haven't used the ATMs here, so I don't know which ATMs will give you the best deal, but you know, you guys can probably research that on your own. There's really no need for me to get money from the ATM. And the reason why I don't need to get money from the ATM is that they have, you can use your credit card here for everything, dude. I mean, the credit card I have is a MasterCard from Spirit Airlines. No foreign transaction fees. And of course, I get reward points, which I can use towards Spirit flights back in America. So yeah, I would much rather pay with my credit card, get reward points and no foreign transaction fees than when you pull out money from the bank, you know. And the thing you have to understand, guys, when you go and you give them $100 at the money exchange, they're not gonna give you the international exchange rate. They're not gonna do that, you know, because how are they gonna make their money, right? So what they do is that they make a commission, and when they make their commission, guys, they obviously take more money than the international commission rate. That's how they stay in business. So for example, if see, they got a couple of restaurants up here, stuff like that. But like I said, guys, you know, there's no need to go to a restaurant up here. I mean, Old Town Riga is literally around the corner, you know. You can walk like 5 minutes and get things probably half as cheap from, you know, 5 minutes away by walking, you know. So, like I was saying, guys, the currency exchange, unless you gotta have cash on you, which I suggest you do just in case. Most places here accept debit cards. Heck, when I was in Colombia, most places in Colombia accepted, you know, credit cards, you know. So you guys are really better off using your credit card for everything, especially if you have no foreign transaction fees, especially if Nike outlet store is probably more expensive than America. So shop tax-free, yeah, right. So what I wanted to tell you guys out here is that you're better off using your credit card as long as it has reward points, as long as it has no foreign transaction fees, you know. Just carry some cash on you just in case. Other than that, you really don't need it, you know. You really don't need to have cash on you, unless of course you want to do what Austin Holman does and pick up prostitutes, okay, which I have not done, you know. When I'm in Europe, guys, I don't do pros when I'm in Europe, you know. In Latin America, because obviously Latin American women are like feral animals, it really doesn't matter in Latin America, but here in Europe, yeah, it matters. So let's take a look at their menu. So 30 centimeters, that's what, 12 inches? That's like what, 11 euros? I mean, really? Well, 50 centimeters is 20 euros. Let's take one of their cards over here. I mean, actually, guys, you know, again, by American standards, the prices aren't bad, you know, by American standards. I mean, this here for 9 euros, 12 inches, that's like what, a medium-sized pizza by American standards. So, let's see, what else do they have? I think all the pizzas here are $8.99. Yeah, I think all the pizzas here are $8.99, which is like maybe a little bit under $10. So again, by American standards, guys, even though you're at a train station, obviously you're gonna be paying a premium. By American standards, it's still cheap, you know. That's the good thing about Colombia. By American standards, guys, it's still cheap, you know. Obviously, this is a gym over here. It's a nice gym, I can tell. But, you know, I don't do gyms because I'm walking my ass around all the time. So, that's a gym. It's a nice gym. Probably can't be that expensive. Maybe $20, $30 a month, which is how much gym in America costs, you know. You know, gyms in general aren't that expensive, you know. Because most people really don't go to the gym after the first couple of months. All right, time for me to go back down. So yeah, overall, guys, the fact that you have a train station inside a freaking, technically it's not inside a mall. They just connected the mall to it. That's really what they did. They just connected the mall to this place. That's what they really did. So, you know, it's not a... you can say it's a train station inside a mall, but really, it's a train station that they connected the mall to, which is really good. Again, Lidl, guys, really good Latvian food. I'm telling you, man, the food on the outside doesn't look that appealing, but once you taste it, you're like, I'm in heaven, man. And it's dirt cheap. I'm telling you guys, under 10 euros, you can eat like a king. So, all right, guys, I'm going to turn the camera off. I don't want to stay my, you know, I don't want to outstay my welcome by filming and shit like that. All right, guys, I'll probably see you when I get on the train. Take care. Peace.